Welcome back to the programme, and I'm delighted to welcome on to it Donna Taggart. Donna, how are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, not at all.
You seem all surprised by all of this.
Oh, well,
you thought you were being interviewed by Marion.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
That'd be
my
some crack.
Goodness.
I'd almost get her in for it, you know, it'd be great.
And funny, I doubled down and said, Marion, I'm going with you. And she was like, yeah. So there you go.
You must be delighted with how the career is going. Well, for those who aren't aware, you're from...
I'm from Omagh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just to skip down the road.
Yeah.
And yes, I have been singing for a while. Singing for about 6 or 7 years now. And I was doing that alongside a full-time job, recording, you know, doing local bits and pieces. In the summertime, I uploaded my recording and version of Jealous of the Angels onto Facebook. And within 3 days, it had hit 12 million hits. And a few months on now, we're sitting at 75 million.
You know, when you were pursuing the music, as you say, you had other things going on. What were your expectations? Or what were you, you know, what was your plan?
Did you... Well, I mean, I suppose I was late in coming into to music.
Not that late.
22. It felt
you know
late
what I mean,
now.
Yeah.
And I suppose I recorded an album. It went very well. My first album was an album called Celtic Lady Volume 1, and it was 12 sort of Irish folky type ballads. And it went very, very well. And I suppose I always... just wanted to see where it would go, but never in a million years did I ever think or anticipate that this would happen. You know, it has sort of, I've worked very hard at it, but never would I have imagined that I would have had 75 million hits. And it went to number one in 8 different countries at that, in the week that it was going particularly viral. In America,
because people see it on Facebook, but they say, you know, that's all right, but I want to be able to carry around on my phone and my tablet
that's
and stuff,
right,
so they go on to
right.
iTunes and whatever and download it from
it.
There. But what does it feel like? Because, you know, do you question why it resonated?
When I first heard the song, I suppose I knew I was listening to something very special. I was out shopping. And I'd heard the song in the background and I stopped to listen to it. And I think when a song has the ability to do that, you know you're listening to something which is special. So I went home, I listened to it again, and you know, the song is one which talks about the feelings of grief and loss when we lose someone close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are very honest and they're very raw and they're very emotive. And I think what the song does is it puts into words for a lot of people how they feel when you get that phone call or you get that knock on the door. And you know, I suppose none of us escape grief and all of us will experience it at some point in our lives. Mm. And I think that's why it had particular resonance with so many people. You know, it's universal, really.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, and as you say, you think maybe it won't come to the door, either literally or metaphorically, but then it does, and people connect their emotions to music.
Absolutely. Well, music has such an ability to do lots of things. I mean, if you're looking to be cheered up before a night out, you stick on something which is upbeat. And likewise, you know, whenever we're looking to have a good cry or we're looking to grieve, we also turn to music. It has a great ability to heal and I suppose to conjure up feelings and to release feelings as well. You know, sometimes you'll hear a particular song and it'll bring you back to a time in your life and you're able to remember that and to remember how you feel. And I think that's the power of music.
It is indeed. It's astonishing. Now, your album enjoyed huge success. Celtic Lady, you mentioned.
Mm.
Did that come before obviously it was successful.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the viral success and then the success that followed for Jealous of Angels, was that the catalyst then to really propel the album?
Well, Jealous of the Angels was recorded 3 years ago and it was on the album,
okay.
Celtic Lady Volume 2. And I suppose at that time, the week the album was released, I had just had my first child, a baby girl, and I've had more children since that. So
where do you
it's
find
been
the time?
A, it's been a busy few years. So yeah. They're actually outside at the minute. Lovely. They're running about blowing bubbles. So I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And I think, you know, what happened was the promotion of the album had to sort of take a back seat while I was feeding and doing all of the mummy.
Everything happens for a reason, doesn't
exactly.
it? Because then what happens is, not by accident, by the way, because that would be doing you a disservice, but, you know, the level of success that, yes. you know, it just happened and it happens, it does happen for a reason. But you have to build on that, don't you? You
oh,
know,
you absolutely do.
You can't just go, right, yeah, 75 million. You know, no. you now have to say, right, this is my career. And how do you propel that forward from here now, Donna?
Well, you always, I mean, you have to be a worker and a grafter. And I've certainly been doing that for many years. And, you know, I was out on tour with Phil Coulter before Christmas, and that was his advice to me. You know, he said, if you think you've done anything yet, you're wrong. Yeah. You know, your minutes in
he's
the business.
Still at it. Yeah.
And he said, you know, the wind is in your sails. It's how you use this opportunity now. And I've done that. You know, there's a tour coming up now in February. You're working night and day, but, you know, you're working at something that you love and which you've your passion for. And you know, I just keep doing what I'm doing and people like it. And
now, when you talk about tours, you come into a big logistical thing here.
That's right.
No, it's not just your time any longer, is it?
No,
it's about
it's
organising events, and hopefully you've people to do that for you. But
that's right.
You have to prepare your show. You know, you have to deliver a product, not just sing, not just
not
a
just
series
sing a
song. Of songs.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's right.
So that's a big book of work in itself.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, you have the promotion behind it. You have to deliver a set. You have
to chat to agents like me.
Well, no, I don't know about that. You seem fairly sensible. You know, as you say, you're rehearsing, you're promoting, you're doing everything, and alongside that, you're managing a busy house at home, and you've still kids to get ready in the morning and to put to bed at night and to do all the mommy
duties.
Well,
if you ever get a notion in your head of you know, something. The children don't belong dragging you down to that, grounding you down,
absolutely.
Not dragging you down, grounding you down. And that's nice and that's important. I presume you love that sort of balance.
Oh, you have to have it. And I mean, again, I won't be let get away with myself. No, I don't even think I would anyway. Mm. You know, I'm not that type of person at all. I'm from Oma. I've had a very ordinary, humble upbringing. Mm. And, you know, I think your roots stand you in good stead and the people around you.
It's the case too, Donna, that sometimes maybe success can come for people too soon.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're in a great place in your life to process all of this and maximise it.
That's right. And I'm in my 30s as well. And I think, you know, when you've
had a bit of... I didn't believe
that,
to be honest.
Really?
No, well done.
So I
must
think,
be the water in Oma.
I don't know about that.
But anyway, go on.
God, I've lost my train.
I know it's my fault. I'm so sorry. Right. But we were talking about how the fact that, you know, you have this life of, you know, success and stuff.
That's
and then
right.
you have, you're a mum. And as you said, that's your priority.
Well, I think when you get, I mean, I'm not old by any means, but I'm in my 30s now. And I suppose I've had plenty of knocks and plenty of life experience. And I think that also stands you in good stead when you go to do a show, because you've plenty to chat about and you've plenty of experience. And so it's been a wonderful time. And I'm really looking forward to February now. So.
Looking forward to more. So
yes.
It's around Ireland. This is the leg of the tour. Presumably you'll go on beyond that. So from what we know then, so from February onwards, where are you playing? I know you're down in Cork.
I'm down in Cork. I'm kicking off in Cork and I'm coming up to Galway then. And then I'm really looking forward to the show and the Millennium Forum on
that's
the 11th.
That's almost like that's your home
well,
venue,
is.
Isn't it?
I mean, yeah. Derry very much. And I suppose... whenever I started off 6 years ago, the people of the Northwest have always been very good to me, as here, you know. A few years ago, I travelled up to Pakekini and I had to turn on the road because I remember there was a flood that particular night. But
welcome to the Northwest.
Yes,
yeah.
But I've been up a couple of times since.
Brilliant.
And, you know, it's I'm really looking forward. It does feel like home. I mean, Derry does feel like home.
When
very
is
much
the
so.
Show in the Millennium?
It's on the 11th of February.
Okay, so
February.
You can go along and tickets are available online, presumably.
Yeah.
As I say, I think that's going to be a cracker. But as you say, you know, it's nice to travel down the country a little bit as well.
Oh, it is, you know, and... do Dublin. I'm finishing off in the prestigious National Concert Hall on the 26th, so that sort of finishes it. And Oma's sold out, which is great. You know, my local town have really come out to support me, and you know, I think that that speaks volumes too, and it's great altogether. I'm really, really
excited.
You're
in a great place, and it's lovely to see.
I am, and it's, and I mean, I by no means take it for granted or ever think that you know, not appreciate where I've come from and where I've came to, and hopefully what is to come as well. You know, there's lots of exciting things happening, so that's all good.
Right, what are you going to sing for us then?
Well, now, that's the million-dollar question,
exactly,
isn't it?
We have. You do know, don't you?
Oh, well, I do. Of course I do. I'm going to sing the song that has the 75 million hits.
Exactly, amazing. It's Jealous of the Angels. Between the jigs and the reels, we've got this backing track. We hope it's the perfect. And throw on your cans there.
I will,
and
indeed.
75 million people on Facebook, many, many, many thousands of downloads, and it's all ahead of a very exciting tour that's coming up. This is Donna Taggart singing her song Jealous of the Angels.
Tonight.
Yes, indeed. And an angel around the throne is young Oran Nibbs. It puts me very much in mind of that true life superhero on this planet. And now an angel, and my thoughts are with Oran's family. What must be a very difficult time. Quite fitting that was on.
Can I also extend my sympathies to Oran's family as well?
Okay. Real fighter. Battled so hard, but now it's time to stay. We stay with everyone, of course, but just in a different way. Must be a very impossible, difficult situation. So it's nice, Donna, and dedicate that song to the Nibbs family.
Of course.